and in 5 days she was contagious, she was gray. She had a fungus on her hips, she had to go, they put her to sleep. But I was crying, life is rude, it's not her fault, I understood. Without germs, with proper food, she could be very, very good. I bought a cat for the children's bind, she ate each cable she could find. For 20 years I kept her blamed, I pushed her nose into the stains. But I was thinking life's too rude, it's not her fault, I understood. If she were a turtle, which she could, she would have other attitude. I kept one gal for many years, she was hysterical upstairs. She ruined everything we've got,
I meant exactly, not abstract.
But I was thinking life is rude, it's not her fault, I understood. If she was a nun and faithfully prayed, she isn't constantly to blame. I've known one boy since he was a youth, he is always conning, twisting the truth. He drinks non-stop strong booze and beer, he swears to all who are far and near. But I was thinking life is rude, it's not his fault, I understood. If he was a cat with fungus hips, his life could be like a drowned ship. Judging others like ourselves, because it's just the tools we had to sort the good things from the bad. But when the excuse is life is rude, it's not their fault, we understood. That means that goodness won't prevail while keeping wrongness on its base.